It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Well, good evening and welcome to Caveman Corner, 7:05 on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM, WSBT, as we just said at the end of Budweiser's weekday sports beat. The Brian Kelly Show comes your way in less than 25 minutes right here on WSBT. But we're very, very happy to welcome in Dean Huffert and a special guest as well from Mishawaka High School.
Yeah, we've got our principal with us, Jerome Caldrone. And man, how good did that feel when it said Caveman Corner? We've been talking about this since June, and to hear it, we're here, man.
Yeah, I got goosebumps, to be honest with you, when that came on. So it's good to be here.
It's great to have you guys with us. And this kicks off sort of an extension of what we've been doing already for the past couple of weeks with Mishawaka Caveman football here on WSBT. And, of course, we have another game coming up tomorrow night, 7:30 kickoff, right here when the Cavemen host Chicago Marist. It's an interesting matchup, and I talked to Coach Curtis today about that, just kind of about how things came about. It's been 7 years since the two schools have last played, and I believe the first one was in Chicago, if I heard him right, and this one will be kind of the return trip 7 years later.
Yeah, you know, and getting back to saying this is our third broadcast with you guys talking about WSBT 96.1, you have no idea. You guys take this for granted because you do it every day, but the impact that you've made at our school and the excitement that you've created, it's been really cool. I mean, to have that opener, and I had a couple boom boxes down in the tunnels just to make sure
I heard
people
those.
Were in the concession stands and going to the bathrooms that they could hear the broadcast. But tomorrow night it's going to be exciting for us because the Marist Redhawks, I mean, these guys are good. They're one of the top teams in Illinois, I think top seven teams in Illinois. And I was going through some of the players today and the college lists. Well, just look at the four or five players that I have here, and it's 2 pages long of how many offers some of these kids have.
No kidding.
College football offers. So this is going to be a good team. But and I just wanted to put it out there. I think the principal scheduled this team because Dean Huffert, the new director of athletics, did not schedule the Marist Redhawks. So it's going to be quality football. But Bart's been going around saying, these guys are better than Alabama.
Well, I know at least Coach Curtis was telling me today that there's one, McCabe is his last name. He's going to Indiana. I knew about him, but there's another one on the defensive line who's committed to Minnesota, apparently. As Dean just said, there's a long list, it sounds like. I didn't even know how
deep
they
could
were.
That could be Elijah Teague. He's a 6'2", 289-pound defensive tackle. I mean, you've got an inside linebacker, Micah Awadorian, who's got Boston College, Bowling Green, Central Michigan, IU, Northern Illinois, Princeton, Purdue. You go down the list to Syracuse. I mean, he's got offers at inside linebacker. Then they've got this kid, 6'5", 278, an offensive tackle, Bill Cuttick. And he's an offensive tackle. He's got offers from Bowling Green, Ball State, Central Michigan, K-State. And Robert Topps, 6'2", 180-pound defensive back. Kind of reminds you of your playing days, doesn't it, Jerome? back in the day. He's got Bowling Green, Northern Illinois. You've got Connecticut, Nevada, Toledo, and Western Michigan. So these guys are stacked. And so the Mishawaka Cavemen come out tomorrow night. We've played a great schedule already with Valparaiso and Portage. So
no kidding.
We're not going to be intimidated by good players or good teams. But if we could pull this off at home, if the Mishawaka fans can come out tomorrow night, it could be one of the greatest wins we've had in years.
Absolutely. And this will be your second home game now as athletic director, Dean. I'm sure it has to help having that first game under your belt now as you kind of get ready for this one tomorrow.
You know, it really does. And we have so many great people on our staff around us to make sure that things are going well. Mike Faulkner, our director of operations, has been in step with the new lights that we have at the stadium. And if you haven't seen them, boy, they're spectacular. And actually, this week, we're going to have some surprises with some of our accent lighting. We learned some things in our first game, so we're going to do some things there. But from the press box, I knew I could handle that part of it because at Notre Dame, you're up there all the time, and,
right.
and I do that on a daily basis when we had a great crew coming back. And so you understand we have veterans, but you start thinking about those sideline workers and the concessions and all the people and the volunteers. And Jerome can attest that it is a team effort, that everybody comes together. And not just on game day, but throughout the school year. I'm just amazed at how this Mishawaka community is. And I've lived here for 27 years. But I haven't experienced it until the last few months, and it really is that way. I mean, Friday Night Football is a big example of it, but people come together for this school corporation.
It is, until you actually live it, and you're finding that out here quickly. It is a community effort, what we do, Monday through Friday. Our teachers come in the building, they work hard. Our kids work hard in the classroom, after-school activities, athletics, academic teams. It's an effort, you know, but it's a positive for our school community because so many people have their hands in it, and when you got people who care and that surround you, good things are going to happen. So.
And you know what's great about Jerome is he's an athletic guy. Played basketball at Bethel, was a great athlete at Marion, football and basketball. And Dr. Spiker talks about if we're going to have 19 sports, we want to have excellence in all 19 sports. So he passes that down as the superintendent into our schools. And so that's a pretty tall order when you're saying, okay, let's go out there on the tennis courts. Let's do it with the soccer field. And when we're going out to swimming and basketball, softball, wrestling, and we've got great programs, but now let's take them to the next level. And I think we want to do that in arts and education and in football and in basketball and in sports. And the thing that's impressive and what I've seen, you look at Ryan Sargent. Here he is, one of the assistant football coaches, but he was our teacher of the year in art.
Oh, wow.
And so we have people that are playing multiple roles in our school. And we're asking our athlete to play multiple sports. We're a big school, but we want our kids to experience some of the things that people in small schools do, have opportunities, begin to play, and go out there and perform on Friday nights. But, heck, do it on Saturday and Sunday afternoon when your parents are there and you're in the play.
Caveman Corner. This is the first Caveman Corner if you're just tuning in. And that energetic man that you just heard right there was the new director of athletics, Dean Huppert, who, of course, worked in TV. How many years did you work in TV, Dean?
28 officially, but if you go back to my internships, I got 30 on the board.
That's right.
Yeah, I did it 28 years. I started right here at, not here, on 300 Jefferson. I was downtown at WSBT. On with Bob Lux, and I can still remember doing some of the first Sports Beat shows. It was a Thursday night, and we would go out to the Burger King Sports Beat, and we would go out, set up, and Charlie Adams, Lance McAllister, and myself would go out, and of course, I was the guy on the side plugging in the things.
Yeah, you were carrying all the equipment,
I was that
right?
guy, but working with JT and Bob Lux and so many personalities here, and then of course, I went over to Fox 28 for 25 years, and we started the Highlight of the Night and Golf Challenge, and with so many great people with Rick Schutt and Allison Hayes and Adam Shear, and then that brought me back to WSBT a year ago. And last year I was getting ready for that Texas game, and we were talking about the opener and, you know, listening to guys like Evan Sharpley, and here I am this year, and it's like, wow, what things change.
Yeah,
and,
no kidding.
And for me, it's been a great adjustment because I can still stay in athletics. I'm still in the community where I grew up and I love, and now you guys bring this opportunity where I can still have my hand in just a little bit in communication. So it's kind of a win-win. But as Jerome and I were talking today, he's like, sometimes it never ends, does it? And you look at the desk, and there's some responsibilities going on. And I can't even imagine what this guy has because we're just dealing with athletics in there. But he's got the entire school to take care of.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good point because that's what I was thinking. With you, it's not just football. There's all these other sports as well. You've got cross country and volleyball and soccer. There's all these things going on right now that's kind of under your umbrella. And then as the principal, Jerome, all that falls under your umbrella, plus a whole lot more on the academic side, obviously.
Yeah, that's why when I talked earlier, I mentioned, you know, surround yourself with good people. And that's what we have in Mishawaka High School. We have solid people as on my administrative staff, and bringing Dean on board as the director of athletics for School City Mishawaka, along with Ryan Watson, who was our basketball coach for years, now one of our assistant athletic directors. You surround yourself with good people. You turn them loose, and let them do what they do best. And that's kind of been our route.
You know, and you look in our office with Linda Weber, she's a veteran secretary, and you may not know her, but if you come in the office, you're going to love her. And then Sherry Kaiser has just really made us all feel at peace because she works so hard. It takes a team effort, but, you know, the thing I thought about last week when I was driving over to the Valpo game, and it was our second game, but you tell me, Jerome, does it ever get old on Fridays? Because I used to have that feeling when we were getting ready for Sports Extra and gearing up, and it's like this is the best day of the week because you could tell all the coaches, all the players, they put in the practice to get ready for that. And I know other sports during the week, and they're working, and it's the same feeling as they're getting ready for the game. But it just seems like there's something special about a Friday night where the community comes together. And when you have a place like Steel Stadium and you have Lincoln Way, and you look at that school, how prestigious it is when you drive by, and now we have a beautiful information sign, but you look at the clock tower, there's just something special about having a school with the name, the same name as the school as the town, and bringing this team and this community together is pretty special.
Absolutely, and of course we're part of it now, and we're having a blast being a part of it. Glad that we can be over there, and we'll be back there tomorrow night as well. Again, it'll be a 7:30 kickoff, and this will be the last 7:30 kickoff of the season. We've had these first three with these Central Time Zone teams coming in. The first three have all been at 7:30, so we've got another extended pregame show that'll come your way at about 7:05 tomorrow night right here on WSBT. We'll take a timeout, and then we'll come back and continue talking more. Mishawaka, Caveman Corner on Mishiata Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. Caveman Corner continues on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. Brian Kelly Radio Show comes your way in less than 8 minutes. Right here, Brian Kelly, Jack Nolan, they'll all be down at O'Rourke's, Eddie Street Common, and you'll hear it here on 96.1 FM. They have their special guests tonight are Mike Elston, the defensive line coach, as well as some of the defensive linemen as well. So Dean Hubbard, the Mishawaka Athletic Director, and Mishawaka Principal Jerome Caldroni are with us here tonight on Caveman Corner. And one thing, Dean, that I know you've kind of got kicking off is something called Caveman Care right now.
Yeah, we do, and we're in the infant stages of talking about our athletes at Mishawaka, just giving back to the community. So we've talked to some of our coaches, and we're in talks with Nancy Walton. She's one of the teacher at Mishawaka, so we're going to be talking to her about how we can collaborate and just make this special. And what we want to do is add up the hours that we have at Mishawaka with our student athletes and our athletes who give back to the community. And I know the Juvenile Diabetes is going to have a walk on September 10th, and that's down at Central Park. And they're looking for volunteers, people to go down and encourage on that afternoon to get down there and just give back to the community. And we want our athletes to go out there with their Mishawaka jerseys on and just support the people in Mishawaka. I remember looking back a couple years ago with Kokomo and when they had the tornado. And, of course, now we know the tragedy is going on in Houston. But how a football team or how a tennis team, how a soccer team can come together as a community and our athletic community come together to help out. And so we try to highlight those things. And I don't know if you'd let me get a plug in on our Twitter at Caveman Sports. And if
Hit
you
it.
Can't, no, I don't want to do that. I mean, it's at Caveman Sports. And if we don't have time to put that on, you know, it's Mishawaka Sports at Caveman Sports. And
right.
I won't do it if we don't have time. So
no,
you just, we got time for it?
Okay. What was that again?
But no, we're trying to get those positive stories out, and you know, I think I've done that in the past. But when you have good kids doing good things and working hard, not only in the classroom and on the field, you want to get those pictures and those stories out. And so we're trying to find ideas. We're doing research right now, and we want to put it out there the right way. And if you have just a second, I heard you talking about the Notre Dame show, so maybe some of the Notre Dame coaches are listening. We got a guy here. He sent me a picture and told me his love for football. He's 58 years old. A 77 grad from Mishawaka, and he sent me this message, and he showed me a picture. I mean, he's got gray hair just like me and a big old mustache, but he's got number 53 on. He says, "Teach your players the love of the game and play it as long as you can. The smell of the grass and the field and the turf, the yell of the fans and the camaraderie of your teammates, there's nothing like it." That's Randy Whiteman. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 15 or 17 or 58 like this guy. He remembers Steel Stadium and playing on that turf. And this guy's still playing minor league football, so it's kind of cool to see.
More power to him.
Yeah. So not only a lot of things happening athletically, but also academically. I know Mr. Caldroni has some things that big things are happening in Mishawaka right now.
Yeah, we're real proud of what we're doing at Mishawaka High School academically as well. And some of the highlights of some of our programs, first of all, we have a brand new digital art studio that was donated by the Mishawaka Education Foundation for our students. And over the last 3 years, our art programs at Mishawaka High School have had more Scholastic Art Awards than any school in the area. So we're really proud about that. Our project lead the way, industrial technology, the engineering classes, principles of engineering and civil engineering. And then, of course, our culinary arts program that our students are able to get certification, take that with them, and get some excellent jobs right out of high school if they don't want to go to culinary school. And then, last but not least, is our biomedical science program, which has really been a big hit over the last 5, 6, 7 years, where kids who are interested in going into some type of medical field, they get those experiences. And then, of course, we're really proud and appreciate the efforts of our faculty and staff and our students and our school community and our parents. Over the last 6 years, we've had a graduation rate over 90%. So we're really proud about that, and we want to continue making those. We want to continue striving for excellence and improvement and hold everybody accountable to high expectations.
You know, if you want to talk about pressure, you think think Coach Curtis has it coaching on the sidelines,
right?
It had been a long time since I had been in a hallway, and to see all these kids coming through in between classes in the hour, and you see all these other teachers and principals just walking through like it's their normal day, and I'm like, man, it's kind of taking my breath back.
It's tense, doesn't it?
These kids are coming. Do I stay to the right? Do I go to the left?
That's right.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a different atmosphere for sure. And we appreciate you guys being on board, giving us a voice for Mishawaka Schools, and also adding to our YouTube broadcast this year. Matt Rendell's doing a great job putting the video up. And I had a guy today at Wings Etc. over in Osceola say, you know, we have that up on our Friday nights because we can see Mishawaka. We don't want to take away from your tickets, but it's pretty cool for people to sit here and watch Mishawaka football on TV and also hear the WSBT guys. I'm like,
that's a lot of pressure, man.
There's a guy that gets it. Sean's like, people are watching and listening now.
Jeez. No, you didn't have to tell me that.
No, but it's been a great relationship. It's working out well, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from it. Just hearing people say, you know, it's great that you guys are trying some new things.
Well, and it's cool because I've noticed kind of watching some of your social media as well that
on
you don't,
at Caveman Sports?
Yeah, Caveman Sports. Yeah, at Caveman Sports. You don't just have the football games up, but there's volleyball and all the different sports are represented on that YouTube channel as well.
Well, and we're proud of our athletes. I mean, in the fall you've got kids working in golf and soccer and tennis, and some of these programs are just building, and the kids are out there giving their best effort. And I just wrote a note to the coaches the other day saying, I'm proud of the kids, I'm proud of you coaches, because I've been around practice and I've been around the games and the way they represent themselves. That's just as important, how they wear the M, how they put the Caveman logo on. And I know Jerome feels the same way.
Well, and something that you mentioned, ticket sales, Dean, they don't want to hurt your ticket sales, but I noticed that your season ticket sales are up this year so far as well.
Yeah, we've had a great job with season tickets, and we're only into the first couple weeks of the season, so you can check with the athletic office or get on the Go Fan Network and get your season ticket. We got the prices up there, and it's fun. It's the best value in sports. Our senior citizen passes have actually come down this year, so we want to get as many people out there and our alumni to watch those Caveman athletes.
Got about a minute. Anything either one of you gentlemen want to get in before we have to wrap up?
I would just like to say Dean and our two assistant athletic directors, Ryan Watson and Sherry Kaiser, have done a great job. As you know, you can see Dean's enthusiasm just sitting here. You know, you can feel it. And that's what he's brought to Mishawaka High School, and that's been a nice bonus to have. As a principal, and he's the good thing about it, he's an excellent communicator, keeps you updated, what's going on.
That's right. All right, Jerome Caldroni, the principal of Mishawaka High School, thanks so much for coming in tonight. It was great to get a chance to meet you. Dean Hubbard, he'll be back with us every Thursday right here on Caveman Corner, and we'll see you out there tomorrow night at the stadium.
Thanks, Sean.
All right.
Thanks, Sean.
We've got Brian Kelly's show coming up. This has been Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering. And, of course, we have Caveman Football tomorrow night right here. Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.
The Brian Kelly Radio Show at O'Rourke's Public House is presented by the experts at TireRack.com and is brought to you by Team Notre Dame Partners, Coca-Cola.